Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power took time from the Ukraine crisis on Friday to speak to the U.N. Security Council about another critical issue, children in armed conflict. And in her speech, she talked about South Sudan and Mangak Bol. Now, his story is incredible. We first heard about it from his friend Sasha Chanoff, founder of the refugee relief group Refuge Point. Many of Mangak's family members were killed in the earlier civil war. He walked across Africa for years, staying in refugee camps, before making his way to the U.S. as one of the so-called lost boys of Sudan. He then worked his way through college. He now works at Brandeis University. But when he discovered that his brother and sister-in-law had recently been killed and their four children kidnapped, Mangak Bol made his way back to South Sudan. We spoke with him by Skype from the offices of the International Organization for Migration in the capital of South Sudan, Juba. I asked Mangak what it was like to get this news that his brother had been killed, his nieces and nephews taken, a kind of replay of his own childhood.
Well, first of all, I mean, I haven't seen this brother of mine for 27 years. So I left the village, the same village that was attacked in 1987. In December last year, that was the only time I planned to come back to South Sudan, and I did. So after I realized that the country was not safe, I went back to the United States. And then after 3 weeks, the incident happened. That's when my village was attacked, and I had no choice but to come back and console the members of my family who were grieving, including my mother, who was also longing to see me and who saw me here in Juba when I came here 2 weeks ago.
So, Mangak, are you saying that you came in December to reconnect with your brother, who you haven't seen in years, but couldn't because of the crisis? And now,
exactly.
And now he's gone.
Now he's gone. And in fact, I spoke with him on December 18th, and he was the one who told me that it was not safe for me to come to the village. So I listened to his advice and went back to the United States. But unfortunately, when I heard about his killing, it was devastating. Not only his killing, but also the abduction of his four children. So I was so devastated, the pain that I have never been through in the entire life I've lived. That was the most toughest moment for me.
That is saying quite a lot, Mangak, considering what you've been through, and yet these are your nieces and nephews. How old are they? Who are they?
They were ranging from 2 to 8, the oldest was 8 years old. My brother actually, with his wife, had 7. 4 of the kids are gone, and 3 are now with us, my sisters and my mom.
So we know you came from the U.S. to find these kids, but it's, you know, the phrase has been used, it's like a needle in a haystack. What are you going to do?
And that's the question I had in mind. I mean, when I came here 2 weeks ago, one thing was I was mourning, of course, but my brother is gone and he will never come back. And his wife, they are gone. The only things I'm left with was to locate and find his kids, his children, and bring them back. If they are at all alive, I think it will be the most honorable thing I would do to him, to find his kids alive and bring them and raise them myself.
Do you know why they were taken? Do you know if this was part of the ongoing conflict there or part of this other narrative, this idea that tribes with lower fertility rates go out and steal children from other tribes? Do you know why they were taken?
This such practice is really common. I mean, it's not new. I mean, in the past, when we were little boys, what we used to know was that they would come and take children and not kill the parent. These days, the parent would be killed, and the reason why this is done is that if these parents are dead, they take children at their own and they raise them. sometimes when the children know that their parents are dead, they have nothing to come back to, you know?
Well, that's what we hear. I mean, it's horrifying, but we hear that what happens is that these children are stolen, their parents murdered, and then, as you said, the children have nothing to go back to, and their memories are wiped away. They don't ultimately even remember their parents.
Yeah, and that's really devastating, and that's what killed me inside. You know, I've been sitting helplessly, you know, sitting here and knowing that my brother and his wife are gone, and his children are somewhere, or somebody is owning them at their own. That is the most painful thing anyone could go through. But, you know, I have people by me. My employer, the Brandeis University, the Brandeis community, has given me a hope of trying to find these children. But the chances are, it's 50-50.
You said 50-50. You know, others are less optimistic. Do you have any sense of what you might do? Might you offer money for them? I mean, do you have any sense of how you might do this?
It is an option. I mean, it's an option, but I don't want to sound on the show as, I mean, creating a scenario like that where you give money to somebody that would do this for you may create unforeseen commercial-motivated market for these people.
Right.
I mean, if they know there is an incentive that exists out there, they would do it. But at personal level, yes, I will do anything to locate these children. I mean, it just, I'm in desperate position at this moment. If anything that I can do to get them back, I would do.
Now, you know, of course, you know, you're risking your life.
Yes. My life is not equal to the life of these four children. I mean, I can't just leave and know that these four innocent children are somewhere. You know, that's what is really bothering me. Sometimes I think and not come to the conclusion of what really I will do.
Yeah.
I'm optimistic that these children will be found. And if not, then the discussion should open too. The killing parents and taking their children and raising them as your own is the worst crime a human being can commit. And I'm really in position to bring that discussion to a broader level.
Yeah. A lost boy trying to make people aware of stolen children. Mangak Bol in Juba in South Sudan, looking for his nieces and nephews who've been abducted. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much for doing this, and I really appreciate the effort of NPR to getting this message to your audience.
Best to you. Thank you.
My pleasure.
We'll link you to more information at herenow.org. And again, apologies for the Skype sound from Sudan, but a story worth listening to closely. And you're listening to Here and Now